Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Once again, it's such a huge privilege to come into your living rooms once again, and I am so blessed that God has called me for such a time as this to continue to minister to the saints of God. And so I really believe this message this morning will strengthen our faith, will allow us to go higher in our faith. The Bible says we go from faith to faith and glory to glory. So I'm so blessed. And so I'm going to ask, did you bring your Bibles? If you brought your Bibles, turn with me to Joshua 24, and we're going to read verses 14 through 16. Amen, amen. And so I'm excited. Let's go before the throne room of grace and let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for just a beautiful morning. And Lord, I'm just asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, We Bless You, Jesus, Our God. Once again, We Bless You, Jesus, Our God. And so, saints of God, I'm just letting you know that in this message, we're going to see that we need to learn how to reverence the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to give him honor, praise, and glory from our life. Can I get an amen? So if you're there at Joshua, let's go there. And it reads, Now therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in those land you dwell. But as for me and my house, say that with me, but for as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Praise God. Isn't that a blessing? Isn't that a blessing to know that we have the ability for such a time as this is to exalt the Lord, to praise him, to glorify him, to magnify God. Amen, amen. So, saints of God, let's look at this right here. Let's look at this. What does it mean to fear the Lord? Should we be terrified of him? Or does it mean something else? Did you catch that? Did you catch that, saints of God? Well, if we are lost and living in sin, I want you to hear this clearly. We have a good reason to be afraid of God because we are not right with him and are destined for judgment and condemnation. But if we are his redeemed, and say that with me, saints, we are his redeemed. There is no reason to be terrified of him. Praise God. However, we have every reason to show him reverence and honor him. And so, saints, for those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, fearing God means to revere him, to honor him, to exalt him, hold him in high regard and esteem, and worship the King, obey and acknowledge as worthy and honor that all belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he's our creator and he's our judge. Can I get an amen? And so let's look at this, saints of God. What does Scripture say about fearing the Lord? What does it say? Well, let's go to Deuteronomy 13 and 4. Let's look at that. Deuteronomy 13 and 4. The Word of God says, You shall walk after the Lord your God and what? Fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. And you shall serve him and hold fast to him. Now, King David also wrote something similar to this. This was written, Deuteronomy was written by Moses, but thousands of years later, it still pertained in David's day. Let's go to Psalms right here, 147:11. The Word of God reads, The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. Did you catch that, saints of God? Those who serve him and those who hope in his mercy. Let me just say this. You and I, who were at one time lost in this world. God showed tremendous mercy. He showed tremendous grace. Oh, yes. I remember when I was out in the world, I got saved at the age of 30. A wonderful custodian led me to Christ outside of the gates at a junior high school. But the church was called Horizon Christian Fellowship. And God showed tremendous mercy upon me. And he has shown tremendous mercy upon you. Now, saints, his grace and blessings is when our attitude toward God is one of reverence and that would hold him high esteem. Look what King David wrote here. Let's go there. Look at King David. King David wrote this. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in what? Awe of him. Awe of him. Praise God. See, saints, we need to look at God as someone that we need to reverence. And let me just say this. When the Bible says to fear the Lord, it's not like we have to run and hide and hide from him. No, it doesn't mean that. It means to honor him. For he is God and we are not. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's from everlasting to everlasting. Why? For he is God. He is God. But saints of God, I believe the culture that we live in, I believe that it has even crept into the church. But I truly believe that we are living in some dark times right now. Look what we are experiencing right now. We're experiencing COVID-19, something that maybe you weren't prepared for or ready for this pandemic to come our way. But Jesus said in Matthew 24 that before he returns, that there would be rumors of war and that there would be earthquakes in various places. He said there would be famines and pestilence. This is a pestilence right now. But the culture that we live in does not honor God, does not revere God. And the two things that I mentioned about three Sundays ago, the two things that usually breaks the camel's back with God is the abortion of babies and the lifestyle of homosexuals. But let's take a look of what Paul wrote to the Roman church. Why? Because in the Roman church, there was the same culture without the electronics, but it was the same sin nature. And look what Paul wrote to the Roman church here. Let's go there. In Romans, it says, as it is written, there is none what? Righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. You see, my friends, right now, as you're listening to my voice and reading these scriptures right now, there is no one seeking God outside of the household of faith. We're saved because God has enabled us to seek him, and God has saved us. But let's look at this. Verse 12, they have all turned aside. They have all together become what? Unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Look at verse 13. Verse 13 says, their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Look at verse 15. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. Look at that. And the way of peace they have not known. There's no peace in our culture right now. There is no fear of the God before their eyes. And so, saints of God, instead of honoring the Lord Jesus Christ, they see the Lord as a problem. This is why the media, the culture, even the court system, they have booted the Lord Jesus Christ out of their minds, out of their society, out of the culture. Why? Because God brings conviction regarding the sinfulness of man. And so they see the Lord as a problem. His commands are contrary to their desires, and his conviction of their sin makes them very uncomfortable. And so, saints of God, although the world presently ignores or rejects God, one day, the Bible says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let's look at this verse of scripture right here in Philippians 2:9-11. Therefore, God also has what? highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. Say that with me, above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should what? Bow of those in heaven and those on the earth and those under the earth. Verse 11. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God our Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Somebody got to say amen right now on the couch. Can I get an amen? And so, saints of God, I ask this question. Why should believers fear God? Why? Well, let's look at number one. Let's look at some principles here. Number one, fearing God gives what? Knowledge. Knowledge. This is what we need. This is what the church needs. We need to have the knowledge and the wisdom of God. Look what Proverbs 1:7 says. Proverbs 1:7. And it says, the fear of the Lord is what? The beginning of knowledge. Knowledge. Praise God. And so, saints, many people are smart, well-educated, and knowledgeable on many subjects. Yet they are totally ignorant about what matters most. Why? Because they don't know or do not want to know and do not have a desire to fear the Lord. They don't. They have the mindset of the culture is me, myself, and I. And it's very, very sinful. And it has become very simple. Let me just say this. In 2001, when the Twin Towers were attacked, it changed the culture of that day. But what has happened 19 years later, and it's not coincidence that they're calling this pandemic COVID-19, but 19 years later, our society has gotten darker. What happened? Well, the church should have spread abroad and caused the nation to repent. But see, we got patriotic. We were waving flags. And the church fell asleep. The church went into prosperity. And a lot of these big mega churches, they won't bring a word of conviction. Why? Because they're afraid that people will leave their congregation. Well, if that's the case, some pastors shouldn't be pastoring. Can I get an amen? You need to bring truth. Why? Why do you need to bring truth? Because Jesus said, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so, saints of God, this is a culture right now that does not revere or reverence the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, let's look at number two. The fear of God, it makes us wise. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it gives us wisdom. And you're probably saying, where does that say that, Pastor Fee? Right here in Proverbs 9:10. Look at this. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Wisdom. And this is what we need, saints of God. We need wisdom. We need to have God's wisdom, God's knowledge. We need to know the Word of God. Can I get an amen? You see, saints, wisdom doesn't come from education, but it comes from God. He's the one who gives us insight regarding what to do and when to act. And how to respond, what to believe, and what to reject. The only source of true wisdom is Almighty God, Him alone. And He'll give it to us when we ask and are willing, what? To surrender our lives to Him. And that's what Brother Joshua last Wednesday, he said a key word. He repeated it many times in his Bible study on last Wednesday night. It's surrender, surrender. And all surrender means repentance. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen? And so, let's look at our third principle for this morning's lesson. Look at this. Fearing God, it keeps us from evil. What? Oh, yes, it does. It keeps us from evil. Look what it says in Proverbs right here. Proverbs 16:6. By the fear of the Lord, one keeps away from what? Evil. You see, if you reverence a holy God, guess what? And you honor Him, and you bless Him, and you praise Him, and you love Him. Well, guess what? Your love for the Lord will keep you from the things that are evil in this world. Why? Because if you love Him so much, you wouldn't want to break His heart, would you? Listen, the last thing I would want to do, you saw Sister Yolanda just a few minutes ago. The last thing I would want to do is break her heart. Why? Because I love her. Well, if you're saying and professing that you love God, then guess what? You'll learn to love the things of God and to shun the things of evil. You see, my friends, a deep reverence for God produces a desire for righteousness and hatred of sin. We'll be quick to repent and deal with any sin in our lives, but you have to have a repentant heart. You can't let sin go on God knows. No, He knows that you're walking in an unrepentant heart. We need to confess our sins daily. Can I get an amen in the house? Can I get an amen from the couch? Praise God. Praise God. Well, let's look now at our fourth principle. It's right up here. It's healing to our body. The fear of the Lord is healing to our body. Oh, yes. Look what it says in Proverbs. Proverbs 3:7, it says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." Here's the key. Everything that I'm going to say, I have to back it up with Scripture. Scripture is truth. And God wrote the Scriptures for us that we would apply it for daily living. And so look what it says in verse 8. It says, "It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones." Praise God. Don't we serve a mighty God? Isn't God good? Isn't He great? Isn't He awesome? And so, saints of God, as believers, our bodies are what? The temple of the Holy Spirit who indwells us. And so we should treat our bodies as holy, as a temple of holiness. And when we hold God in high esteem, my friends, we'll seek to please Him in every way by doing what's right and abstaining from evil. Now, this doesn't mean that living a lifestyle of obedience to God will guarantee us a long, healthy life. No, it don't. God knows the number of our days. But it will keep us from the ailments that result from indulging in sinful practices. Oh, yes, it will. Oh, yes, it will. I said it, you know, jokingly, that if I'm on a diet, you know, why would I want to go into a donut shop to order a Diet Coke? That'd be tempting. And so why allow yourself to be tempted in the things of this world, especially where God has delivered you from? That God has done a mighty, mighty work in your life. So why would you want to go back to the casinos if He's delivered you from gambling? Why would you want to go back to the clubs where there's alcohol and He's delivered you from that? Why would you want to hang around with people that still smoke weed and do all those things? Listen, my friends, if you're a brand new Christian, this is a time to grow in the grace and knowledge. This is a time that you would young men would be discipled by older men and young saints of God. Young women would be discipled by the mothers in Zion. Those have been there. They know exactly how to minister to the youth. Can I get an amen in the house? Praise God. Now, let's go right now. Let's go to our fifth principle. The fear of the Lord, it gives what? Confidence. Confidence. And a lot of times we need confidence. We need to be assured in life. And the way you're going to be assured in life is through the Word of God, is through the Scriptures. Oh, yes. Look at Proverbs 14:26. Look what it reads. It says, "In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence." There you go. "And His children will have a place of refuge." Praise God. Isn't God a good God? Isn't He awesome? Praise God. We serve a mighty God. And so, saints, boldness comes as a result of living in dependence upon God. That's right. When He's your all in all, when He's your strength, when He is your Lord and Savior, you will walk in confidence and you will know your place in the kingdom of God. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. That's right. Why? Because He loves us. He loves us. And so as He lives His life in us and through us, He produces godliness and the assurance of His continual presence and help in every situation we face. How many of you need God every moment? I do. I don't trust myself. That's right. I don't. I know where I came from, how I grew up. And there are things that I know that would ensnare me, that I would be entangled once again if I went that direction. This is why I need to be in my Word. This is why I need to be in prayer. This is why I need devotional time. This is where I'm called to love my wife as Christ has loved the church. That's right. See, when you operate in that mode with God, God will bless your life. He will pour out blessings upon your life. That's right. You want to be blessed? Then love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. That is the greatest commandment. See, there were many. There was about 600, I believe, 13 or 614 laws in the Old Testament. And the Bible says if you broke one of them, you just broke them all. But praise God. Hallelujah. All those laws back then hinge on now too. Jesus said to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. Those are the greatest. Those two were the prophets, and all the laws hinge on those two. You see, God is looking for a relationship. He's not looking for you to do the do's and don'ts. Because if it's all about do's and don'ts, we'll walk around like, oh man, I got to do this and I got to do that. No, it's not about that. Because if you love the Lord, you will love the things of God. And you will shun those things that don't please God. Why? Because you have a love relationship with Him. And you don't want to break His heart. Can I get an amen? So now, let's go to our sixth principle. And it's the fear of the Lord. It's a fountain of life. Wow. A fountain of life. Look what it says in Proverbs right here. Oh, let's go back here. The fear, look at this. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. Yes, this is not Ponce de Leon who found the fountain of life. No, this is what God is saying about the fountain of life. Look at this. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to turn one away from the snares of what? Death. Death. My friends, when we reverence and exalt God, we'll understand that He's in control of our lives, watching over us and guiding our path. How many of you want Him to continue to guide your life? Well, just continue to honor Him and reverence Him and to love Him. And as Christ, His life, as it flows through us, His Holy Spirit produces the attitudes He desires to have in us. What are those attitudes? What are the things that God desires for you and I? Well, let's go right here to Galatians. Look at this. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Look at this. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness. That one's key. Well, I'm going to preach a message on faithfulness because there's a lot of marriages that are falling apart that I know of. And God is calling us, the body of Christ, to be what? Faithful. Look at this. Gentleness, self-control. Against there is no law. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Aren't you so blessed to know that when God's in full control, you'll be able to walk in His ways. You'll be able to please the Lord thy God. And let me just say this. When you're standing upright before God and you're honoring Him, it becomes contagious. What do I mean by that? That means there's a fragrance that flows through you, the anointing of God. And people around your life will sense the presence of God upon your life. And for some, it'll draw them. For some, it'll say, man, there's something about you that's so unique, and I would like to have that. And for others, they'll run away. Why? Because the Bible's clear. Men would rather love darkness than rather come to the light. And so let's move on now. Let's go now to our seventh. Let's look at our seventh principle right here. The fear of the Lord, God will fulfill our desire. How many of you have desires to be fulfilled? I'm talking about godly desires, not earthly ones and not ungodly things. Well, look at Psalms 145:19. He will fulfill the desire of those who what? Fear Him. That's the key, to fear the Lord. See, this whole message this morning, I hope it's connecting with some of you. It's about reverencing the Lord. And when you honor the Lord, when you honor the King, His grace, His mercy, His love, His goodness will follow you all the days of your life. How many of you right now could just raise up your hands right from the couch and say, man, God is blessing my life, and I know He is. And many of you that I know, you are blessed because of Him, because of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, saints, if we are following the Lord in obedience and living as He wants, He will give us the desire of our heart, and guess what? He'll hear our prayers. That's right. He will. Oh, yes, He will. However, saints of God, this doesn't guarantee we'll receive anything that we request. Fearing God means we will want what pleases Him. Can I get an amen? And as we first delight in the Lord, He responds. It's His response now by giving us those desires that align according to His will. That's right. Let's go here. Let's go to Psalms right now. Let's look at this. Trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land, and feed on His what? Faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you, there it is. I wasn't lying to you. He will give you the desires of your heart. And so what God is saying, commit, look at this, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall what? Bring it to pass. Man, aren't you so blessed to know that if we do it God's way, listen, I'm giving us just daily bread right now. I'm giving us just, it's simple, simple instruction. And if we do the simple things, the very simple things that I'm showing you right now, man, I'll tell you, your life will start blooming. It'll become a fragrance of joy. It'll be like a flower budding in the springtime. Can I get an amen? Praise God, praise God. Now, let's move on. Let's go to number 8. The fear of the Lord gives divine protection. How many of you right now, saints of God, how many of you right now want divine protection? Listen, when we go back to normalcy and we go back to church, our first Sunday morning is going to be dedicated on worship and praise and a testimony service. That's right. You know what? I want to know what God did for you during this time. We've been off for almost 2 months and counting. And we really don't know when we're going to be released. But the day we do go back, man, I want to hear what God has done in your life. Hallelujah. That's right. And for me, I need to get back to the gym. Can I get an amen? I feel like I'm a few pounds a little heavier than when we first were, when we were back in church. But we serve a mighty God, a wonderful God, and He's merciful. But I can't wait to hear each and every one of your testimonies, what God has done in your life. So start writing those down. Those of you that have a journal, write everything that God has done for you. We want to hear it. We want to hear what God, listen, I don't care if we're there for 3 hours, but we need to shout aloud how God has kept you, how God has blessed you through this time. And people need to know. People need to hear. Can I get an amen? And so, let's look now at Psalms. Let's look at Psalms. Look at this. Remember, divine protection. Divine protection. Look what King David wrote. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who, what? Fear Him. And He delivers them. My goodness. My goodness. Aren't you so blessed, saints of God, to know? And this is the testimonies we want to hear. Maybe God did something radical and protected you. I know I can, if it was just me testifying my whole life, what He has done, we'd be there all day long. I couldn't do that. But man, the things that I've seen Him do in my life, and I know He has done some radical, miraculous things in your life. That's right. That's right. Because He delivers the saints. He watches over us. He keeps us in all of our ways. Can I get an amen on the couch? Hallelujah. Saints, we should never underestimate the mighty power of God. Why? Because He's a deliverer. Can I get an amen? The power of God and His willingness to protect us. We're going to see this in Psalms 91. Just a couple of scriptures in Psalms 91. But it speaks of His awesome protection for those who live under His shelter, who live according to the ways of God. Oh, that's right. Let's go there right now. Let's look at Psalms 91. Look at that. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. right now, COVID-19 is a pestilence. And many believe that it could have been China who unleashed it to the world. We don't know. But God allowed it. And if God allows something to happen in this magnitude, God is speaking. God is saying something. God is saying, hey, church, hey, everybody, maybe it's time now to look unto me, the author and the finisher of your faith. Look at this in verse 4. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Look at verse 5. And you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. And say this with me, saints of God, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness. This thing's in darkness. You can't see it. Nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Praise God, praise God. Saints of God, I'm just letting you know that God has divinely protected us. Man, I don't know. It's close to 100,000 around the world that has died, and almost 50,000 just in New York City. But God has watched over us. God has kept you and your family under his divine protection. Can I get an amen? I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed to know that his anointing, that his angels, that his spirit hovers and covers our home. Praise God. We are so blessed. We are so blessed to know that God is alive and well. Can I get an amen? We're coming in for a close. So let's look at our ninth principle here. The fear of the Lord, it leads to life. That's right. It leads to life. I know none of you want to die. It's too early to die right now. I believe God has a whole bunch left for you. Can I get an amen? But the fear of the Lord, it leads to life. And where does it say that? It says it right here. Look at this. Proverbs 19:23, the fear of the Lord leads to life. Praise God, praise God. Man, saints of God, this verse isn't speaking merely of our physical life, but our spiritual life. And many people are looking for happiness and peace and joy, but are continually turning away from God. And the only one who can provide these things is the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because the fear of the Lord brings every blessing imaginable. Because we're honoring, obeying, and surrendering to him. And so I'm coming in for a close. But let's look now. Let's look at our 10th and last one here. The fear of the Lord, it prolongs life. That's right. It prolongs life. And like I said, God still wants to use you. God is still using me. I can't speak for all the pastors just in San Diego County alone, let alone the state, let alone the nation. But God put it in my spirit, my soul, to continue to reach out to the saints of God, that I wouldn't abandon the church, that I want to continue to engage in bringing a word of God. I need your prayers. I need you to pray for my health. I need you to pray for provision. I need you to pray that God will sustain me, that I would continue to bring you words of wisdom and comfort through the scripture. And so, saints, people who have lived 40 years fearing and obeying God have lived more life than a 70-year-old without him. That's right. I've only been saved for 30 years, 31 now. And I've learned so much more than I've ever learned in my whole life. I got saved at the age of 30. Oh, yes. I was a big knucklehead back then. But God saved me. He sanctified me. He filled me with his spirit. And now I'm heaven bound and a hell to shun. Man, what a wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah. Let's just take time out real quick and just give him praise and glory right there where you're at. Just praise him and thank him what he's done in your life. Man, just lift up your hands and say, oh God, thank you. Thank you. Even in this horrible time that we're having in our country, God's still been good to you. God still has a roof over your head. God still has clothes on your back. God still has food on your table. There's still water to drink. Hallelujah. There's still showers that we can take by the grace of God. We serve a loving God, a mighty God. I need you to understand, hallelujah, that he hasn't forgotten about us. We are his children. and He is our Father. And I thank God. I thank God for Him saving me. And furthermore, saints of God, none of us can be saved and receive eternal life without fearing the Lord and surrendering our life to Him. That's why it calls for repentance. That's right. So I'm going to leave you with these couple of questions. And maybe some of you are logging in for the first time this morning. Maybe God is speaking to you. Maybe you've never given your life to Christ. Well, guess what? This is a great opportunity. A great opportunity right now. So I impose these couple of questions right now. Look at this. The fear of the Lord prolongs life. I forgot to even put up that scripture. Some of you are probably saying, where does it say it prolongs life? Right there in Proverbs 10:27. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's go to that question I was talking about. How would you reconcile the fact that God is love, yet we are also commanded to fear Him? Man, it sounds kind of contrary, huh? No. That fear means to reverence the Lord God Almighty. That's right. Look at number two. How does the illustration of the parent-child relationship help you understand this divine concept? Many of you, there's many that I know God has blessed your marriages and your children and your grandchildren. You have been a blessing to society. You have been a blessing. You have been a blessing to everyone that you encounter. And unfortunately, there's some that have strayed from obeying God. And it seems like your whole life has fallen apart. But I'm here to let you know that God wants to redeem you. That God wants to reconcile Himself back to you. Maybe you're one of those prodigals that just keeps running away. And every time life's challenges get real tough, you tend to run away. I believe God is speaking now. God is saying, hey, come back to me, all ye that are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest. Rest for what? Rest for your souls. Let's look at number three. As you examine your own life, what would the fear of the Lord look like in practical terms? In other words, could anyone tell you by how you live and what you do whether you fear God or not? Can someone actually know that you've been in the presence of God? Can people know that and see and just say, man, that brother, that sister, man, there's something about them that I want. I don't see them cursing. They don't do drugs or alcohol. You know, they don't live a party life. They raise up their children in the fear of the Lord. I want something like that. Well, guess what? You can. All you have to do is cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's right. Let's look at number four here. Do you tend to think that the fear of God is displayed more by what you avoid or what you do? That's a good question. Let's read it again. Do you tend to think that the fear of God is displayed more by what you avoid or what you do? You see, my friends, it's all about loving God. It's all about the fear of the Lord. It's all about reverencing a holy God. And I'm here to let you know that Jesus is coming soon. That's right. Pretty soon we're going to be delivered from the pandemics of life. We're going to be delivered, that's right, from this culture. We're going to be delivered from this body of flesh. You see, this body of flesh, it wants to sin all day long. That's right. That's why Paul said, there's a war now in my members. You see, when you become a Christian, now you know that the Holy Spirit that's living inside will be a constant reminder on why God delivered us, why God came to this world to die on a hideous cross for you and I. You see, we can't save ourselves. We can't. It's impossible. You can't take a Brillo pad and scrub the sin off your skin. No, it's in our DNA. It's from Adam and Eve. This is why Jesus had to come to this earth. He had to shed His blood. The Bible says it is the blood of Jesus that cleanses a man and a woman from sin. That's right. But we have to turn with a repentant heart. And let me just say this. When that takes place in your life, guess what happens then? Then the Bible says your names are written in the book of life. And you have secured your place for eternity. And so, are you prepared? Are you ready to meet the Lord in the air? What? What's that preacher saying? Yeah. The Bible says that when Jesus comes again, he's going to rapture the church from the earth. You see, the Bible's clear that we as Christians, we're called the bride of Christ. We're not appointed unto wrath, but we're appointed unto salvation. And so God is saving millions right now around the world during this pandemic time. That's right. Many are coming to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe God is speaking to you right now. God is saying, hey, now this is your opportunity to turn to the living God. And he will save you. He will cleanse you. He will wash you in his blood. He will fill you with his spirit. He will give you a new walk, a new talk, a new life. You'll be able to lift up your hands like you've never done before and praise him with your mouth. A mouth that was once full of cursing. We read that. Now it's filled with praise and glory and honor unto the King. This is what God wants to do in your life. And he's going to take the church. He's going to take the church home. Oh, yeah. You're probably saying, where does it say that? Well, it says it right here. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians. We're coming in for a close now. But look what Paul wrote to this church. Why? Because they were anticipating the return of Christ. Little did they know this was a prophecy. This was a prophetic time in the future that Jesus would come. And so this is clear that all those who have died in the faith, God will remember to resurrect their bodies from the ground. And they will be meeting God in the air with a brand new body. A body that will never die. A body that will never grow old. A body that's free from disease. Right now, if you're at home and you're listening to this message, raise up your hand right now. How many of you right now, just raise up your hand, want that new body? A body that will live forever. I've asked God a couple of times, hey, Lord, that new body that you have for me, will it be 60 pounds lighter and maybe some hair on it? I don't know. All I know is this. It's going to be a brand new one that will never die. Hallelujah. Thank God. So let's go to the scriptures. Let's read this. But I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep. These are those who died in Christ. They died in the faith. Concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others have no hope. I've been to so many funerals. And I've conducted funeral services. And I know that the families that have asked me to come, many of them, even the one that was deceased, I saw videos of them, and a lot of them didn't know Christ. My gosh, they didn't know God. And my heart mourned, and a lot of them had no hope. Look at this. Lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. But we are the called out church. We are the ones washed in the blood. So look what verse 14 says. For if we believe, say that with me. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. Praise God. We're talking about those who died as I'm reading you Thessalonians. This is 2,000 years ago. So those saints that are dead and long gone for 2,000 years, God is going to resurrect their bodies. Hallelujah. And reunite them with a new body and put their soul in them. And we're going to be able to live with God forevermore. Look at what verse 15 says. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of what? The Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself, say that with me at home. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel and the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ shall what? Rise first. Praise God. See, God's not going to forget about your parents that have gone on to be with the Lord. He's not going to forget about your uncle, your aunt, your brother, your sister, or those that you know, your acquaintances that you know that have died in Christ. He's going to resurrect them all. Hallelujah. And they're going to go before us. But look what verse 17 says. Then we, say that with me, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus, we shall always be with the Lord. Say that with me. And thus, we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, frighten one another. No, don't say that. It says, therefore, comfort. Comfort one another. How many are so blessed, saints of God, to know that God has comforted us in this message, that there is hope in Christ. There is hope in our Redeemer. Our Redeemer lives. And because he lives, we will live with him forevermore. And so, if God is speaking to you right now, God is saying, turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn with your whole heart, soul, and mind. Do what the Bible says. Follow the ways of the Lord. Follow what was written in the scriptures almost 2,000 years ago. And the very first sermon that Peter preached was repent. Repent. All repent means is you're walking toward the course of the world. You make a 180 turn to the Lord. And now you start walking toward the Lord. That's right. You start walking toward him. And watch God do the miraculous. Watch God fill you with his presence. He'll give you ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to you right now. And so as we go to this last verse of scripture, it's found in Acts chapter 2, verse 38 through 39. And the Bible says, then Peter said, repent. Look at this. He said to all of them, repent. Let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sin. That means forgiveness of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Why? For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody needs to give God praise and glory in the house. Hallelujah. Come on. Somebody needs to say, hey, listen, if you just prayed a prayer and you've been praying, I want to lead you right now. Come on. If God is speaking to you, I want you to pray this simple prayer. Listen, the prayer, it's not mystical, it's not magical. But the prayer, hallelujah, is a tool that God has given us, sinful people down here on earth, to communicate with the Holy God. So bow your hearts and your head with me and let's pray. Pray this wonderful prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my life. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life, in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Man, listen, if you just prayed that prayer, listen, we would love to be in contact with you. Before I sign off right now, there's going to be one last page that's going to have the information and how you can get a hold of Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. And we give a lot of freebies away. We give away free. You just go to our website, and this message, you can download the MP3 file, the PowerPoint that you saw. You could download the PowerPoint and even my sermon notes, all for free, so that you could continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to make these available to you. And if you don't have a Bible, give us a call. We'll get you a Bible. That's right. We'll find someone to disciple you, someone that will help you grow in your faith. But I'm so excited. I'm so excited that you joined us this morning. And listen, if you choose to donate to our ministry, you can go to our website. There's a donate button there. And we would truly appreciate any donations that would come our way. And so, last but not least, I want to send you a blessing to your home. It's called the Aaronic Blessing. And so let me just pray this blessing upon your home right now, that you would be blessed by God's word and that God will continue to surround your life with His love, His divine protection, as you continue to walk in the fear of the Lord. And so this prayer goes like this. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His shalom, His peace, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, saints of God, it's time now to say goodbye, but I'm hoping to come back this Wednesday to give you another Bible study. And so I miss every one of you. I love you all. Thank you for all those who are praying for our ministry, that continues to support our ministry. It is all deeply appreciated. So I love you. God bless you. And we'll see you Wednesday night. Bye-bye now.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.